Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. And this passage talks about forgiveness. Jesus said, "For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." C.S. Lewis said that forgiveness is this beautiful idea until you actually have to do it. That's true, isn't it? We delight in the forgiveness of God, but forgiving others that have hurt us, well, that's hard to do. The words of Jesus are hard as well. Forgive if you want to be forgiven. Jesus once told a story about a servant who was not able to pay his hefty debt, 10,000 bags of gold, that's what he owed. And after the servant begged for patience, the master took pity on him and canceled the entire debt. Just think about that. Canceled the entire debt. Then the servant went out and found a man who owed him just a few hundred silver coins. And the servant refused to forgive his debtor and had the man thrown into prison. And when the master learned what the servant had done, he reversed his decision and had the ungrateful servant thrown into prison as well. The point of the story is hard to miss, isn't it? If you're not willing to forgive others of their relatively small debt, God will not forgive you of the great debt you have accumulated. As Lewis said, forgiveness is this beautiful idea, but it only comes to life when we are willing to forgive others. So, Father, I pray for those who right now are having a hard time with forgiveness, someone who has hurt them, and the pain is real. They are carrying hurt and anger. And just allow them to see the great debt you have canceled in their lives. And by your Holy Spirit, you give us supernatural power to forgive those people who are right now on our minds. Give each of us the courage and the strength to express our forgiveness and lay down the burden of bitterness. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Maybe today you're carrying a burden of bitterness. We'd love to pray for you here at the Journey Ministry. Just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. Let us pray with you and for you.